fifth dimension, beyond that which is known to man. It is a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity. It is the middle ground between light and shadow, between science and superstition, and it lies between the pit of man's fears and the summit of his knowledge. This is the dimension of imagination. It is an area which we call the Twilight Zone.
Space, a final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its five-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
No! Don't go in there! You don't have to die! Well, no one has to die at 30! You can live! Live! Live and grow old! I've seen it! She's seen it! Well, look! 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 It's clear!
Last day, Capricorn 29s, year of the city, 2274. Carousel begins.
No! Don't! Don't go! Listen to him! He's telling the truth! We've been outside! There's another world outside! The inner...
Life drops are alive! Carousel is alive! There is no... No! Open up! Leave me!
Logan 5, did you find sanctuary? Did you find sanctuary? We will begin surrogation. Are engaged. Logan 5, you were assigned to find a place called Sanctuary. Report.
There is no sanctuary.
Unacceptable. The answer does not program. You were assigned to locate missing runners. State what you found.
All frozen.
The input does not program, Logan 5. You may not resist.
An old man.
You must not resist, Logan 5. Did you find sanctuary? Broke city seals and went outside. Confirm outside.
All ruined, exposed. There is no sanctuary.
Answer the question.
Welcome to Gnostic Media Research and Publishing's podcast number 64. I'm your host, Jan Irvin. This show is being released on Monday, February 8, 2010. My interview with George Clayton Johnson was recorded on January 8, 2010. What do Merlin the Magician, Twilight Zone, Star Trek, Kung Fu, Ocean's 11, Logan's Run, and the Hemp Movement have in common? today's guest, and we'll be traveling with him to the realm between science and superstition that lies across the oceans, through the stars, and into the twilight zone. I've known George Clayton Johnson for about 17 years, and in my early 20s, he was the man that not only inspired me to become a writer, but was literally the one who taught me how to observe. George is the author of Ocean's 11, the first episode of Star Trek, the original episode, that is, 8 episodes of Twilight Zone, the TV series Kung Fu, and the movie Logan's Run, amongst others, including a few books. And I met up with him for lunch at a cafe out in Los Angeles at the beginning of January to sit down for an interview and discuss his life as one of the world's most famous science fiction writers. And George hardly looks like he's changed a bit in all of those years, probably because he's been out kicking the can. Next time you hear children outside playing kick the can, you can probably bet one of them is George Clayton Johnson. Upcoming shows, to be honest, next week I have no idea who's going to be on, but I have a few perspectives. John Taylor Gatto, once again, has postponed until around February 20th or thereafter. I've got a few things lined up in the meantime, so hopefully one of them pans out by next week. If not, maybe I'll take a break. I could sure use one. Donations. This week, my love and thanks goes out to Dr. Craig, Philip, Greg, Matthew, Christian, and Cheryl. This show is dedicated to all of you, and thank you all so much. And if you'd like to donate directly to Gnostic Media, please go to GnosticMedia.com and click on the donation button near the top left of the website. This show is run mostly on donations. We are not corporate media, but independent media in the truest sense of the words. And by donating or ordering one of the books or DVDs or the She Who Remembers audio archives from the website, you help to continue our programming. And without your help, we would cease to be here. And I'd like to mention that also this week I just put out a black and white edition of my book, The Holy Mushroom, that came out originally in 2008, and this is a second printing of that book, and it is heavily discounted over the color version that's been out for more than a year now, so if you've been thinking about getting one of those, you can pick that up in the black and white edition for a lot cheaper. And I still have copies of John Allegro's The Sacred Mushroom and the Cross, softcover edition. Allegro's book was one of the most controversial books written in the 20th century, so if you haven't read that, do check that out. It's a new updated 40th anniversary edition with a preface by myself, a foreword by Judith Ann Brown, and an addendum by Professor Carl A.P. Ruck from Boston University. And still offering 25% off of most items on the website, except for the John Allegro books, so you can check that stuff out up there. And of course, my love and thanks goes out to everyone who has purchased something off the website. Can't thank you enough for your support, and things have been slowing down lately, so we really appreciate everyone who has been making donations or ordering something. And the views expressed by the authors and guests of this program are their own and are not necessarily those held by myself or Gnostic Media. And if you would like to go to the website is www.gnosticmedia.com. That's G-N-O-S-T-I-C media.com. And if you would like to contact me, you can contact me directly at contact@gnosticmedia.com. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your support. And here is my interview with George Clayton Johnson, or Merlin the Magician.
Someday I'll have me a chauffeur and a block long limousine, EO11. EO11. Someday I'll have me a penthouse, stacks and stacks of folding green, EO11, EO11. It's all a state of mind, whether or not you find.